Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. In terms of Major League Baseball's division races, it hasn't been a great September. The Angels could overtake the Rangers in the AL West, and I guess the Red Sox could still catch the Yankees in the AL East, though Boston is perhaps as likely to stumble out of the playoffs altogether, but otherwise the postseason lineups are essentially set. Joining me now to discuss the stretch run is the baseball guy we generously share with ESPN, Tim Kirkjian. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. Before we get to the various races, let's talk a little about Mariano Rivera, who saved his 600th game on Tuesday. It's a considerable advantage, of course, to play for a team that succeeds a lot, in this case, the Yankees. But will Rivera go down in history as the game's greatest closer?
He already is, Bill. I mean, there isn't any doubt. 14, 30 save seasons. He made 12 All-Star games. He's had 12 years with an ERA under 2. And what separates him is his postseason work. He has 42 postseason saves. Next most on that list is Brad Lidge with 18. And Rivera has the lowest ERA, 0.71, of any pitcher in postseason history who's pitched at least 30 innings. There's never been anybody like him in baseball history as far as closers go, and he's basically done it all with one pitch, a cutter, which he just kind of sails through the strike zone.
The Red Sox have split their last two games with the Rays. They now hold a tenuous 4-game lead over Tampa Bay in the AL wildcard standings. What accounts for Boston's shaky September?
Well, their pitching has been really bad, Bill. They have an ERA of about 6.5 runs a game this month alone. Their bullpen has been just as bad as their starters. And the other part of it, or one other part of it, John Lackey, has the highest ERA of any Red Sox starter through 25 starts of any season in their history. It's just unbelievable how poorly he has pitched for most of the year and how this really good club has struggled this badly in the month of September. And I just didn't see it coming. I thought after their terrible April and once they figured it all out, they would be the best team in the American League going into the playoffs, and now I can't think that way.
Tim, this week, Philadelphia became the first team to clinch a playoff spot. The Phillies will win more than 100 games this season, and I assume they would have to be the favorite to represent the National League in the World Series.
Bill, they're the best team in baseball, period. Their starting pitching is sensational. They are going to become the first team to have a starter's ERA under 3 since the 1992 Braves. Hunter Pence has become their number 5 hitter and has been a tremendous addition for them. And even though Chase Utley hasn't hit since he's been back, he has changed the look of that order. And keep in mind, Bill, if they win 98 games this year, which of course they will become the first team ever to improve their win total 5 years in a row, and that with that streak beginning with a 500 team, meaning they keep getting better, and they were already pretty good when this streak began.
The Brewers have a great shot at winning the National League Central, but this week their star player doused spirits a bit when he apparently said this would be his last season in Milwaukee. What's that all about?
Prince Fielder said it would probably be his last year in Milwaukee, and he was being kind. It is going to be his last year in Milwaukee because the Brewers simply are not going to be able to afford somebody of his caliber. They can afford him at $13 million a year, but Scott Boras is his agent. He's going to free agency, and he's going to get more than $20 million a year. He is a very, very good all-around player, very underrated. But exactly why he would come out and say this now when consistently all season he said, look, you know, let's just see how it goes this year, and then we'll talk about the contract after the year. And then he brings it up 2 weeks before the playoffs begin. That was a little bit odd, to say the least.
The Detroit Tigers have certainly gotten hot at the right time. They're going to finish on top of the AL Central by plenty, but how good will the Tigers be in the playoffs?
They have a chance to be the best team in the American League going into the playoffs, and I don't think anybody thought that 3 weeks ago. But in that time, the Tigers have pulled off their biggest winning streak since 1934. They have the best pitcher in the game, Justin Verlander, on the top of their rotation. And in that first five-game series, you might see him twice in five games, which gives them a chance to win against any team. But mostly, Miguel Cabrera has become, again, the best hitter in the American League. And Victor Martinez, who they picked up in the offseason for precisely this, has been a great hitter down the stretch also.
Justin Verlander, 23 wins and counting, has got to bring up for some people the old discussion of whether a pitcher should ever be named most valuable player. What do you think?
I just think the only way that a pitcher wins the MVP is when there isn't an everyday player having an MVP season. And yet, you know, we have Jacoby Ellsbury and Adrian Gonzalez of the Red Sox. We have Curtis Granderson of the Yankees, Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers, and Jose Bautista of the Blue Jays, who's having the best year of anyone. So if those guys weren't around, Verlander would win, and I would vote for him. But there are five everyday players having an MVP-caliber season, which is why I don't think Verlander can win, and it explains why it's been almost 20 years since a pitcher won the MVP, Dennis Eckersley, in 1992.
Despite the relative lack of suspense as we count down the final days of the regular season, there is great potential for some intriguing postseason matchups. Are there pairings that you would particularly like to see?
Well, there are a bunch of pairings once we get to the World Series, but I think even before then, there's all sorts of interest there. I mean, if you just look at the American League, the Texas Rangers are gearing up for more, and they're trying to get back to the World Series, and it'll be real interesting to see if they can beat the Yankees again in the playoffs, and I think they're going to play them now in the first round. There's always Boston, New York, which we might end up seeing. Also, a Detroit against anybody now is very interesting. And over in the National League, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks, Bill, I picked them last in the division. They're going to win the division. How good am I looking right now? Whoever they play in the first round, it's going to be fascinating. And if by some miracle they end up beating the Phillies, which they might play them and, you know, they have an outside chance to beat them, that would you know, support what I've always said about baseball. You never know what's going to happen. They always play the games, and sometimes or always it'll surprise you.
Tim Kirkjian covers baseball for ESPN and for Only a Game. Tim, thanks very much for speaking with me.